Bloody Mary Podcast.
Welcome to the Bloody Mary Podcast, where we talk about all things horror while drinking a Bloody Mary. I'm Jesse.
And I'm Tammy, and we are totally married. We got our Bloody Marys, and tonight we are talking Scream 7.
Yep.
The trailer dropped not long ago, and we are about to go into our theories and predictions.
And with us, we have a totally rad special guest, a podcast regular, Sean Springer.
Hello, we're back.
Welcome.
If there's Scream, there's Sean.
Yep. I have to say, the moment the trailer dropped, before I even dropped the trailer, at least three people had messaged me saying, are you going on the podcast tonight?
Awesome.
I love that.
Yeah. Well, I think it dropped on Halloween weekend, so we were all pretty busy, so we're doing it now.
I was ready to go.
You were ready to go?
I was ready
to go. The busy ones.
He made a comment like, I'll be there in the morning in my pajamas.
Yeah, I was going to bring coffee, because the rumor was it was going to drop, but yeah. I think we had heard it over and over that it might. I'm glad it did, obviously, but we had had a couple of false alarms this year so far.
Yeah, but we finally got a trailer, and...
Before we get into it, though, we should plug the podcast. Subscribe. We have an Amazon wish list. Big things, small things. We have Bloody Married, www.bloodymarriedpodcast.com. There's merch, all that jazz.
Yeah.
Check it out.
But
is there going to be an OnlyFans?
We're getting there. But most importantly, like, comment, subscribe, share, all that stuff.
If you're watching this, if you would pay money to see them drip blood on their feet.
I would do that.
I think you should comment.
In order for us to do that, we're going to need at least how many comments?
12.
12.
12.
We have 12 individual comments.
All right. There we go. So the Scream trailer came out for Scream 7.
It did.
Let's just go around the room. Sean, what are your just general thoughts without getting into anything?
General thoughts. It's an okay teaser trailer. I think it's what I was expecting, and it was okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Around the room with you.
I think it looks like it could be fun. And I'm interested to see where it goes. It's a Scream movie. It's a Scream trailer. But there's some things I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I think the same thing. I think it was okay. I think it was, for me, more exciting than the Scream 6 trailer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really know what's...
More exciting than the Scream 6 teaser trailer?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look.
The teaser one for Scream 6 was mostly just them... In the bodega,
with the gun,
and then the next trailer told more about the story. So this is definitely like we kind of get that like intro trailer teaser, and then we'll obviously get another one probably late December or January.
Yeah, I mean overall I liked it, and I'm interested to see what's going on because I don't really think I know, but I could have some predictions.
Yeah, they don't really say anything about the story aside from. Sid's got a daughter.
It's like Sid and her kid. And her kid. That should have been the subtitle.
But
what is it? It's Scream 7.
Burn It All Down.
Burn It All Down. Isn't that the official subtitle?
No. There's no subtitle.
It was on the posters.
Yeah, that's just the log line on the poster. Because I'm sure Scream 6 was probably like start spreading the news or something. Like
whatever.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's no subtitle.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I think the subtitle is Stewie and Dew's Excellent Adventures.
Exactly. Stew and Dew's back it again.
Yeah.
We do hear their voices in the trailer.
Yeah, we do. And we just re-listened to it.
Yep.
It's new recordings. It's or at least the Stew's line where he says it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Is a new recording. It sounds like an older Matthew Lillard.
Mm-hmm.
And then the line that Dewey says is a new recording too. When I first saw it, I thought both of those lines were like from previous movies, but it's new dialogue from dead characters.
From dead characters.
How the hell does that happen,
dead,
Tammy?
If you
AI quote, is what my
quote,
guess is.
Dead. Quote dead. I know you did last summer part 3 brought back the slicker as a ghost zombie.
That's true.
We could go into different territory.
And the fourth one brought back Sarah Michelle Gellar.
It did.
That's true.
So it could all be a dream sequence.
It could. Yeah. It was all a dream.
Yeah.
There's so many ways that all of those characters could come back, and we'll get into
it. I think there's just two. There's just two ways.
They're
either still alive or it's someone faking them.
Still alive.
I don't think there's any other
AI.
I mean, it could be a multiverse. Fake AI.
Well, dream sequence.
Dream sequence,
yeah. Or flashbacks with de-aging.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, so there's
so four. There's more than two. Four,
but we know it's not going to be because I don't think they're that good at doing different things.
One
thing, I think it's just going to be like the voice changer in Scream.
And yeah. Three.
It's because they're voice kind changer.
Of mere, yeah. Like in the progress of these newer ones, they've kind of taken pieces from like, you yeah. know, two. Seven went family, or yeah. six went to college,
yeah.
you know, and two, she went to college, and then three, we're bringing it to family with yeah. Roman. So what are we getting with this one?
Same old stuff.
It's what we've talked about before. We talk about all these like fantastical, crazy things that could happen. Then we get a trailer and it's like, oh, yeah. It's a Scream movie. So what do you guys think of it going back to Neve Campbell, as far as we know, and not being with Tara and...
Sam,
what do you think? Because there was that whole debacle. Yeah. They got fired. How do you feel about that whole thing now?
I mean, this trailer didn't really announce it. Like, they didn't make a big deal about it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's not really like a triumphant, like, Sid's back. Mm-hmm. It's like, if you just slept through, like, part 5 and 6, like, if you never watched it, this mm-hmm. could just be... The new, this could just be Scream 5. It could just be Scream 4, really. It could really just be Scream 3, because they're all just about Nev just picking up the phone again.
She's like, another one of you. Yeah. Great.
Yeah. They should just call it Scream 2, T-O-O.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
One thing that I think is interesting, it was before the trailer came out, they announced Kirby was in it.
Yeah.
And then on IMDb, she was listed in the cast, and now she's not in the cast.
Yeah, who knows? Because it was an official announcement that Hayden Panettiere is back.
Yeah.
It's just a fun name to say. Hayden Panettiere.
But it does say David Arquette's back, Scott Foley's back, Matthew Lillard is back. So
those have all been announced.
Yeah. How do you guys think they're going to show up?
Based on this trailer?
Yeah.
It doesn't even make you think that anyone else is coming back except for one line that Ghostface says. He says, and I don't remember the exact line, but he said, like, remember when we, like, were in Woodsboro? Or did he say, remember when we were in
high school? It's just like the town we grew up in.
But, yeah.
Reminds me of where we grew up.
Okay. Where we grew up.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of cryptic lines in here that make it seem like really personal. Like somewhere, did you miss me? I mean, that's pretty vague. Reminds me of where we grew up. Yeah. Oh, I'm not hiding, Sydney. Not this time.
Yeah. Can I make a prediction right now?
Yes.
My prediction is the lines, just like where we grew up, and the line "burn it all down." I bet they're not even in the movie,
right?
Because there was lines like that in the trailer. Yeah. I'm guessing those lines aren't in the trailer.
Because I think we talked about that off camera a couple days ago. Where the same thing. Like, so these lines could be taken out of context, and they could even just not be in the movie.
Mm-hmm. They could, yeah. Because the famous one from Scream 5 was them saying, "Oh, all the kills are related to the original killers."
Yep.
And that line wasn't in there. There was something slightly like it, but not like that. So, and then there was another one in Scream 6.
Yeah,
the trailers. Like that happens in all movie trailers. But that's my prediction. Those will not be in the movie at all.
That's an official prediction. Well, I want to read them all because they're all kind of. I'm not going to hurt her until you're here to see it.
That's not nice.
I know. That's in reference to him having her daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah. So
all and this is another one. It's said by Dewey, which I think is, you know, the killer's voice, but maybe all your friends died just for being near you.
And true fact.
There's another one. I'm going to burn it all down. And one said by what we assume is Stu, this is going to be fun.
I hope so. I hope it's fun.
Yeah. But he sounds very vengeful. If those are all lines, it's like very personal.
Yeah.
If you take those lines literally and just say that they are in the film, that's a big grudge. That's someone who's, like, someone's died because of her, right?
You think it's the girl in Scream 1 who's like doing her hair?
I hope so.
She snaps and she totally goes crazy.
Yeah. Because when I was a kid, I watched it. I was like, ooh, this is like the hottest chick in the whole movie. Where is she? Yeah. And then she didn't show up anywhere else.
I know.
Could be her. Could be her.
Should we find her on Instagram?
Yeah. Go ahead. Well, get her on the podcast. Sean, call her. Put her on right now.
Get her on the podcast.
Prediction. Give us a solid prediction from you.
I think it's related to Roman.
Okay.
Oh, that'd be cool. Yeah.
Because, you know.
And Roman's her brother.
Roman is her brother. It's the only single killer.
Yeah.
And there's always been like, but was it a single killer? Like, could there have been someone else helping him?
Yeah.
And we didn't know anything about it. So I think it could be directly related to Roman. Maybe he had a child and that's, you know, Aunt Sydney. Or something like that. I think it's just going to tie back to 3 in some way, or Roman in some way.
And it'd be interesting because another thing that was recently discovered is that Kevin Williamson is credited as a writer.
Yeah.
Whereas before, he wasn't credited, or he wasn't. It was said they were using the original script for Scream 7.
Mm-hmm.
The original writer was staying on it. But now Kevin Smith is credited as a writer. And also, Roman is not his character.
Right.
And that's so true. So it's cool. If it's true, I like the idea that Kevin Williamson is embracing it because he didn't really like even acknowledge Scream 3 in Scream 4.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, that's that is interesting. I think the script's vastly different than, you know, what they were going to do with the other director.
I think we've said on our previous podcast, what's most likely is they probably had like some kill scenes.
Yeah.
And they've just transplanted them to like whatever the new story is with Sydney.
Yeah. I think I had a prediction like on the last one, and I'm going to stick with. I do think, I don't know the motive, but I do think one of the killers is going to be Ethan Embry.
You always do that. And you always just set yourself up. Because then you're like, I predicted it.
And I'm going to... Yeah. And if there's 2 of them, the second one's Anna Camp.
Well, one thing that people pointed out online is that McKenna Grace is wearing like a plaid flannel skirt.
Yeah.
And so far, all the killers in the series have worn
flannel. Yeah. Plaid flannel.
Yeah.
I don't know. She could be the second. But who? I think you predicted McKenna Grace, or did you do it?
I did.
You did. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still going to stick by my Stu got plastic surgery and he's Joel.
I think anybody who watches Scream 1 and
Joel McHale is Stu.
Oh, no, that's right. Yeah. Is that an official prediction?
That's an official prediction that Joel McHale is Stu.
Okay, we're going to keep a tally of this. I think if you rewatch Scream 1, I think that Stu's death is not only very survivable, it's very comical that he would even be injured too much by it. Watch it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, on just the TV. Maybe his face was cut up or something.
Yeah, it's like I don't even know. You watch it, his hand catches it enough. Like there's just enough that like, I mean, it would hurt, it would break his nose for sure, but even when I watched that in theaters in the beginning, I was like, nah, that's kind of silly.
Yeah, I remember like expecting him just to be back in 2.
And it was also right after Wes Craven had done Shocker.
Yeah.
Well, not right after, but like 2 movies before that. Mm. So for all we know, he's just in the TV with Mitch Pileggi.
That's awesome.
And like could just be a crossover with Shocker.
I'm sure we've talked about this before, but if it is Stu, like what's the explanation of where he's been and how he's been hiding, and do people in this world know about it? And if not, how has it been such a big cover up and why?
No matter what, it's convoluted because it's either oh, they forgot to mention it the last couple of films, or oh, well, his brother was an EMT and like, you know, saved him. Like that's what it would be.
They
like
did
it,
some like, soap opera shit where the body came in, the EMT switched the bodies real quick. That's Stu Mocker. They put him in hiding and then 25 years later, 20 years later, whatever the fuck it is, he busts out and he's like, ha ha, bitches, I'm back.
Can we think of another movie where an EMT was swapped out for a villain?
Yes, I can. Yeah. Halloween H2O.
Written by?
Kevin Williamson. There we go. Yeah.
I mean, it's not I think someone else rewrote that ending.
Yeah.
But we'll just say that. It's convenient.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm trying to think of, in these last ones, they've had like so many like family branches and trees. In Scream 5, his nephew died.
Yes.
In the beginning.
Yeah. He did with the car. And so, meaning Sue,
does he have a sister or brother?
He has a sister.
Yeah. And
is it only confirmed that he has a sister? And we've never seen her.
We don't really know his family tree that well.
Yeah. We don't know anything aside from just.
But the iconic house is that's his house.
That's
right?
His house. You see it burn down in the beginning.
Yeah.
And also, the previous two movies have like blown up Billy Loomis so much.
Right.
That I always thought, when I was watching him, I always thought that something's going to be said about Stu.
Yeah. I mean, there were little things like going through that museum in 6, like, oh, isn't this Stu? So didn't someone say there's like something on the board where it said Stumacher ?
Yeah.
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 Right? Little tiny things.
I mean, it would make sense. That would be a huge motive, obviously, to find Sid and Hunter down. Plus, always getting like, you know, they're always Billy. And then you never think about Stu.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
That was like a big thing in Scream 5.
Yeah. Yeah. She was like, it's Billy Loomis. Wrong. What the fuck? No, there's another. So. Yeah.
He's like the forgotten killer.
Right.
But do it's that thing like, do we want it so much that, and he shows up and we're like, ah.
It's like, that's a problem. It's like, it's going to happen. And then everybody's going to say, oh, I've been talking about this for literally 20 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh. I think, because her daughter's name is Tatum, mm-hmm. which is cute.
Yeah,
I think that might mean more than just naming her daughter. I mean, they make it a point to say Tatum.
Well, and then it goes into your theory of Stu being the facial reconstruction Joel McHale. Of course he'd name his daughter Tatum because that was his girlfriend.
Right. Oh.
It's so weird and creepy.
Yeah. Mm. Well, it is very creepy, right?
This is the only way I think they can do it is they have to like rip the Band-Aid off in the first 10 minutes and just say Stu's back and then go with it.
Yeah.
Because if you go through the whole movie and then the reveal is Stu, you're like, oh, okay, all right, whatever, that's fun. Mm-hmm. But I think if you were going to do something that bold or anything bold, like Roman's back or Jill's back or whatever, just do it in the first couple of minutes so you can get over that and just have fun with the story.
Yeah.
Because that's always the problem with like building up to like a killer reveal. People are always going to be disappointed, you know?
Yeah.
But it looks like the opening, I guess my prediction, this is an easy one. I think my prediction is that the Airbnb thing is the opening kill. And I hope it doesn't have a cell phone. Because I want him to just get away from some of the cell phone stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like. That's why Scream 2 opening was so cool, because it's the only one without a telephone.
Maybe since it's an Airbnb for Scream stuff, and that's like part of the shtick is no cell phones in here, right. Just house phones.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you got to lock your phone in this cage until you're done.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good prediction. I think. Well, we get another shot too of him. I think he's in New York with the. The what twins?
The twins.
The twins. Because it looks like the rest of the movie has. It
looks like they're watching like everything happening on TV.
It's like a brown and yellow tone. And then when you're with the twins, it's like in a blue tone. So I think he's in New York attacking them.
Maybe they're the opening kill. I don't know.
And then I think he's over in Woodsboro finishing this up. And, you know, going around.
I think he's cleaning up like. They want to end this.
Doesn't
instead
it
of...
show Chad with Gail?
Yep.
Yeah.
So they must come from New York.
Right. Okay.
So I think this this killer or killers are wanting to end it all. Like no
the
more.
Plural is a murder of killers.
A murder of killers.
You know, ending it all. Hence, burning down Stu's house. Yeah. Going to New York, finding Sydney, no more Ghostface. We're ending it. We're the last ones. Here we go.
Yeah.
And they've already announced Scream 8.
haven't they? Loosely?
Yeah. I mean, that's the word is that it already has like a release date for the next year. Jesus. So, I mean, could this movie end on a cliffhanger?
It could.
We've never had that.
No.
We have never had that. My prediction for the opening is either we haven't seen it yet, or it is the twins and
Mindy.
She dies. Mindy dies.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I don't want either of them to die.
That's the problem.
Right? Yeah, I know.
I do like the kill in the Airbnb one that we see in the trailer where she's falling and then he flips over and then she.
Well, I guess
falling.
You don't see her die.
Well, we don't see her die, but like that, I hope we do get
he
to
could
see
roll
that
back
kill.
Over on last minute and change his mind. Be like, oh,
that's true, yeah. He rolls over and stabs himself.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know why I did that. That sounds like stew.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for this one. I'm excited for this one more than I was for 6, even though I really enjoyed 6 because I really don't know what to expect. Yeah.
I thought the hype for 6 was so big. I think the hype for me, that it felt like just in the air, like the hype for 6 was bigger than maybe since like Scream 2. But
that's crazy.
I've been more down on this one. Like this trailer didn't really do enough for me to get excited.
Yeah. Oh, dang. I'm not like over the moon excited, but
why do you have an erection?
Oh my god. It's Billy Loomis.
You want to help me out with it, Chuck?
Yeah.
I'll just go about.
Yeah.
You can throw pour blood on your feet while he's doing that.
Oh, it's getting so hot in here.
Yeah. Oh god.
Scream podcast after dark.
Nice.
Welcome to Scream After Dark. Okay.
But we see there's another very popular and very good actor who I think we see briefly in it. He's a young guy, Asa German.
Gen V.
Gen V. And I think we see him briefly like getting drugged by Ghostface. But there's a whole bunch of people they haven't shown yet. So
that usually happens with the movies. Like they usually fill it with a bunch of people. And then sometimes it's like just like, I don't know, Kirby's friend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
There was a lot of kills in Scream 6, too. So there was just like random.
There's a lot of kills, too, and Scream 6 had the most killers. Now, how many killers? Should we do a killer prediction of how many?
I'd want to see it on the next trailer, too, officially. Because right now, it's like you just guess. I don't know.
It's just a guess.
We're doing predictions, Sean. Yeah.
Well, it depends. Will we do another podcast when the next trailer drops?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless it's not too different. Like if there's like two extra shots of something.
And can we change our predictions in the next podcast?
We can do whatever we want.
Yeah.
Audience, can we change our predictions in the next podcast, or do we have to keep the ones here and lock in?
Yeah, you tell us.
Tell us and mention the feet pics. How many killers?
I'm done, Sean. Thanks.
There's only, it's either going to be one or it's going to be 18, right? Like, it's either got to be a whole bunch of killers or one. If it's two, you're like, okay, all right, they did two again.
Yeah.
If it's three, it's like, oh, they just did three. If it's one, they're like, oh, okay, whatever. I guess it's just one. I bet there's someone else.
I'll go back to the old classic two. I think there's two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Throwback Thursday.
Throwback Thursday. There's going to be four.
I hope it's one. Four I hope it's killers. One killer.
Back to one.
But he has helpers. But he has helpers that don't know they're helping him. Mm. So he's this killer is connected to people who might be like setting things up, but not knowing they're actually helping the killer.
Yeah.
And then there's going to be the whole like Knives Out reveal, where at the end he'll say like, remember when you opened the door and then they'll just show them like letting Ghostface in, whatever.
That's funny. I hope we get a Clue ending where this is how it happened. Three different endings. That'd be awesome.
It could be
Yumi a Coke.
Yeah. It could be Sydney. Maybe Sydney's the killer. We've hoped for that before.
Yeah.
Do we lose another legacy killer? Do we lose a Nev or a Courtney at this point, or you think we can't lose anymore with the franchise?
I guess one of my predictions right now is I bet Gail is in this film less than she was in the last one.
Yeah. That's a lot less than. She wasn't in that much, was she? She had like the whole apartment sequence
Well, and that's kind of my disappointment of she just shows up in this trailer, gets out of a van, is like, we're going to catch this guy. And I was like, oh, okay, all right. Like,
yeah.
Haven't said that before.
Right. Yeah, something different. There has to be a bigger tie-in with Courtney than just showing up, right?
Yeah.
I would think so.
I'd hope so.
Yeah.
Maybe her and Chad are the killers.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why. Do you think it's going to tie into motives of the killers from 5 and 6, that family?
No.
Or do you think it's something very unrelated to them?
Yeah. I mean, that's probably not, because there's no reason to really bring Richie in if it's going just back to Sid.
Right.
Unless there's some revelation that we don't know about Richie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
she could. No. Well, because was he from Woodsboro?
No,
he was just a fan.
He's okay. just a fan of yeah. Stab, okay, and then was, he yeah. didn't like the last okay. Stab movie, so he did a fan, yeah. A real life yeah. fan fiction.
I couldn't remember if happened. He was near or from Woodsboro or huh. not, but,
yeah,
yeah. So it's going to be someone with a connection to Woodsboro again.
Yep.
So I think it's either going to be connected to Stu or connected to Roman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think we're going to get any Obi-Wan Kenobi killers? Do you think we're going to get Ghost Billies or Ghost Stews? Do you think they're going to hold on to that trope?
It was so interesting and fun in 5 and 6, but I don't know. It'd just be a weird coincidence, because then you'd have to go back later at another movie and just have Sid say, like, did you ever start hallucinating about your dad, Sam?
Yeah.
Well, what if Tatum sees Stu, her dad?
her dad.
That, could you imagine? Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Well, in 5, she says, Sydney says she has 2 daughters. So is there going to be another kid? That's because she's like, oh, I'm going to drop the girl. She's dropping off the girls.
She's seen with like a baby. Uh-huh. She's seen with someone in a stroller. So they could do a weird retcon where it's a dog or something. And she was like taking her dog for a walk. She definitely says, I have kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone says, Mark and the kids are safe.
Yeah.
So it could be that there's a younger kid. Maybe like the other kid just goes into hiding with Mark. Mm-hmm. That would make sense. Like, they just have a plan where it's like, hey, when stuff goes down, Mark just packs up the kid and leaves.
Right.
Yeah. And then that could then be like a red herring of like, oh, well, maybe Mark's back. Or maybe Mark shows up at the end and it's him tied up with the kids. You could definitely do that. And they could just have a 3-year-old tied up.
Well, is it still Mark? Because in 3, that was McDreamy was Mark.
Yeah, same. I think it's.
But they didn't. Obviously, he's not coming back. Yeah. But okay, it could still be the same character.
His last name.
It's not the same character.
Oh, okay. His last name.
She just has a thing for Marks.
Yeah, his last name was Mark Kincaid. This guy's last name is Mark Evans.
Have you ever dated another Jesse, or have you ever dated another Tammy?
No.
I.
Oh. Okay, so we're just gonna say it's maybe not as random as you think.
No, yeah,
she has a thing for Mark.
Was the previous Tammy a police officer?
Because this one is right. He's in a police uniform.
No, I was.
What?
I
it was a Jesse. It was like a my own name.
Oh, not a Tammy.
Oh, okay. Oh, you dated a Jesse.
Yeah, myself.
Wow. Okay.
That was weird. Oh, not
I
really
could,
dated.
I could imagine.
Not just, really just dated. Hung out. Just I was like, I'm not doing this.
Just
we're not going to go, Jesse. Yeah. Jesse. That'd be weird.
Yeah.
But did people do it.
But did you go, Jesse.
I really, really hope that happened.
Yeah.
Oh, God. This is great. But yeah, there's so many cast members that just we haven't seen. Like Mark Consuelos.
Right.
Like, where's he? Timothy Simmons. We haven't seen him.
They're probably under a ghost face.
Ethan Embry.
And we don't know.
Ethan Embry's a big one to like
I'm
not see.
I'm excited to see Ethan Embry.
He's going to play a cop. Him. He'll be a cop.
I no matter what he plays, he's one of the killers.
Yeah.
He's got the physicality. He's one of those actors that can play super innocent and sweet, super endearing, and he can flip and be batshit crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's the kind of person you cast as Ghostface.
Could other characters from the past come back? And I think we joked about like the Scream 2 cameraman. But, you know, is that too deep of a cut to bring back Sid's friend Haley who we think died?
I mean,
from Scream 2.
I don't think so. I mean,
Jenny McCarthy comes back.
I mean,
and she's killing kids with anti-vax stuff.
I don't think so. Like in the latest I Know What You Did Last Summer, at the very end they bring Brandy back.
That's
right?
True.
Like, and I was like, oh, that's cool. And
what
I,
if there's a crossover between I Know What You
game.
Did?
No.
Yeah. I think someone asked that to Jennifer Love Hewitt while she was doing the press, and she said if the question was like, get all the final girls, she'd be like, yes, that'd be fucking awesome.
Shoot Julie James
movie.
In the head.
Why,
shoot her in the head.
Why don't they do a final girls like Marvel movie?
They should.
Where it's all of them get together, Laurie Strode, like while Jamie Lee Curtis is still alive.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be amazing.
That would be
who
amazing.
Would they be going after?
Just some dude.
Just a dude. Just,
it's yeah, yeah. Just some
just
dude.
To harass
just some
a dude
who wronged him. Yeah. It's and the movie's just called #MeToo. That's a missed opportunity from 2018.
It is. Yeah. Oh, no, the trailer.
Or it's a really good idea still.
Yeah, trailer. The sound design for the trailer was really cool. I like that.
Yeah, I watched on my iPhone. I don't know. I didn't. It doesn't get me excited. It's probably the first Scream trailer that didn't get me excited. And I know that. And I know that I've been down on it. But I want to say that the Scream movies have earned this. They've earned, like, they've been good. They've put out really good trailers. They've set the bar so high that to put out this trailer, like, Sid's back and, like, it's not like. It's not a big deal. It's just, it's just Sid. It's what I worried about in previous podcasts was the trailers just said, open up her phone. And it's Ghostface calling her.
Yeah.
It's like, okay. Like who does that get excited? Who in like the movie going audience is like watching that and getting excited? You guys are both just like us.
Me?
No,
we are gone.
No, Sean. It's just, I don't know. There, it should have been a bigger deal. It should have been a bigger deal that Sid's back. Mm. It's just like, it's kind of just,
yeah,
the regular old. This could have been a Scream 4 trailer.
I did like that it focused on the trailer focused more on just the mother and daughter aspect.
And those were the two best. Yeah, those two sequences.
That it
them in the wall, like them the wet wall, or whatever. And then them in her trying to like coordinate with her daughter where to shoot.
Mm.
Like that stuff's cool. Like that's where you're like, okay, that's like a fun sequence.
Well, what kind of killer wants to burn it all down? Who wants to go and burn down the Stumacher house, get that out of existence? Who wants to tear it all down?
I think Ethan Embry.
Yeah, for sure.
He's got a lot of
Embry, embers. It's right there.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Who's sick of this shit? Who wants
Sydney?
There we go.
That's not a
sick of this shit.
Maybe she is. Maybe she just wants to end it. That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. End
I don't know
all.
Why she'd like start. We don't know who's getting killed.
Yeah.
If she's burning down Stu's house to kind of end it and like stopping people from like going to the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Maybe. That's actually a good idea.
I mean, they did turn it into an Airbnb. How do people feel about that?
Yeah.
Yeah. What
Airbnb
if
Airbnb likes it?
I mean, what if she's training in the trailer? I want to be a badass like you. So what if this whole thing is just, you know, a setup by Sid to make her daughter more badass? Like, you know, a crazy training ground.
It'd be a good way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in case you get stalked by mass killer.
The whole movie was just a setup to train her up. Like, surprise! It's like the April Fool's Day or the game where it was just all a setup for the kid.
But Sydney has a reason to, like, want her daughter to, like, learn how to kill people.
Yeah.
Because, like, someone's tried to kill her 5 times.
Yeah.
And she's killed quite a few people.
She's good at it.
She is.
She has to have a lust for it.
There has to be an arsenal in their house. Like there to, because there was, I think we saw a panic room.
Yeah.
And so in that, there has to
of
be.
Of course she has a panic
there
room.
There has to be like a whole like thing opens up and there's like 20 guns.
She has to have a mech suit too.
A mech suit?
She has to like go into a thing and it's like.
She's got bulletproof vest. She's got an arsenal. She's got a panic room. Like,
right.
She's like, I've been through this shit. Push your kid in the. Like
she has like
Mark and the other kids are in the panic room.
She has like a fake Sydney torso on a Roomba to go out. So like the person goes out and like stabs it.
It's awesome.
Oh, it could be like a whole thing.
But I mean, like, wouldn't she, you know, like, I don't like these movies, but, you know, the David Gordon Green's Halloween where she's set her whole house up as a trap just in case.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's letting it take over your life. Right. Yeah. Right. So it looks like she's living her life without much fear. Yeah. That's kind of
That's her whole.
That's how you win, right? Yeah. By just not being afraid.
Out of the darkness.
But you could still have your house set as a trap just in case.
True. Yeah.
Well, from what I saw, like if Joel McHale is her husband, he was dressed in a cop's uniform, so he's.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
In the trailer. Okay,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. She likes cops.
Oh, I didn't realize that. Oh, okay.
he's in blue. He's in blues, and it looks like he gets killed. But
I know he's kind of out of focus.
I don't think he does get killed. So I think she's working at a coffee shop or something.
I don't know.
Sydney is?
Yeah, I don't know. But Joel McHale. He's a police officer. She married a cop.
Cops named Mark.
Yeah, cops named Mark. Or he's dressed up for Halloween because the blowing leaves.
So one of my predictions, real predictions, is that most of the film is going to take place in one night. Because you really see her in you see Sid in multiple places, but all in the same outfit.
I think that's pretty cool, yeah. And also, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre is playing on the movie theater?
Yeah.
On the marquee?
Well, you know, I think if there, say there is four killers, and they've got one's in New York,
yeah,
one's in Woodsboro burning down the house, one's where Sydney is,
yeah,
and maybe Stu's the mastermind planning it all, and then we only see him at the very end of the movie.
That was Scream 3. That was like Kevin Williamson's.
That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and like,
what they did with The Following eventually.
Could have, yeah, you know, Stu could still be the big bad pulling strings, but you don't really see him until, yeah, the very end. And he's got someone in New York, someone in Woodsboro, and someone after Sydney. And then he shows up at the end.
Well, and it, but, and there's a,
it's coordinated attack.
There's a good percentage of the fans that would see that coming. And I don't, yeah, know, like, if they'd still go for that. But if you did that, but you did that at like minute 50, and then, yeah, there's some other reveal also.
Yeah.
That would be cool. Like, find that out, and you think, like, you think you know where the movie's going, and then go somewhere else.
What are your thoughts on if Melissa Barrera or, God, what the fuck's her name?
Jenna Ortega.
Cameo at the very end.
Oh, it'd be great. Even if they're just on like a...
Do you think, what are the chances that that happens?
The chances are...
Gosh, like, they show up much how, like, Nev shows up, yeah, in 5.
And, yeah.
Like, I'm here. What if they show up like that and that's been a whole secret?
My heart tells me it's a very good chance, but my mind tells me no.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would love to see it, but I think it's a slim chance for Melissa. Maybe Jenna would do it.
Unless it ends, like, this is, I thought Scream 6 would end with Nev getting a phone call.
Yeah.
So maybe Scream 7 opens with Sam getting a phone call.
I could see that. That would be fun.
And then it leads into the Scream 8 if that actually happens. Who knows? Yeah.
Well, my pitch more for, like, if I were to bring Stu back, and I think I've said it before, is you start with him being released from prison.
Yeah. Oh,
and right, then so then the killings start again, and people automatically assume it's him, but he has a redemptive arc to where he saves the day and in turn possibly sacrifices himself.
Yeah.
No.
By throwing a TV on his head again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, except now they're flat, yeah, screen, so it doesn't do anything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. Ow, dude. Ow.
They're like, you have to die. Sorry. Like, just keep dropping it.
Until... I mean, those were heavier back in the day, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
If he's back, does he have facial scars or does he look normal?
I think he probably got reconstructed surgery.
And it's Joel McHale.
Yeah. His name is Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, God. What if it's just has nothing to do with the past and it's just another fan and with their own silly motive to do with the movies? Wouldn't that be disappointing? Or would that,
yes,
would that be fun? Would you expect it to be all tied to Sid, but it's not?
Why would he go after Sid? Or
because that's who you go Sid's, after if, yeah, you're that's doing true, this stuff.
Yeah.
If you can find her, isn't that the crown? That's the one you want to kill.
Yeah. So maybe this person, maybe in this world, someone's been killing other people leading up to her.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
She's the final boss.
Why is she living in a small town again? Just,
I don't know.
Just because.
Go back to your farm.
So that she could, you
change
know,
change your name.
Hide.
Where's your dad?
Yeah.
Maybe it's her dad.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm sick of this shit. We're done.
Well, what was one thing we were talking about that maybe she did have a kid with?
A kid with Billy.
With Billy. Or a kid
with Sydney did?
Yeah. Like, she actually got pregnant that night.
Yeah.
And then she did what, kind of like her mom did with Roman. She, that kid kind of like, she went.
Oh, yeah.
And so it's her other kid grown up wanting all of the revenge.
That'd
so,
still be, yeah, that'd be a lot of, that'd be pretty convoluted because they'd say like, oh, well, you know, where was your kid for the last 5 movies?
And then
well,
you
she didn't
back.
Talk about it because
no,
she
I, no,
had
I know.
The baby.
It just ends up being like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. If they actually did that in the theater, like a lot of people would groan.
God.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Be us all collectively.
Right, yeah. What would make you walk out of a screen? What would make you walk out of Scream 7?
Wait, make me. It would take a lot for me to walk
Edward
out of
Edward Scissorhands walking out of the screen.
Out of the screen, okay.
I'd be like, no, out, peace.
Yeah.
I don't really think that much would. I'm trying to think. I don't think I've ever walked out of a film.
Me neither, yeah.
If I had to sit through Strangers Chapter 2.
Oh, yeah. You can sit through.
I can sit through a Scream movie, regardless of what it is, because.
What would. So I
mean, maybe something like if. I don't know. It was Skinamarink.
Yeah. Oh God.
Somehow.
Yeah.
Or if it was like something really, you know how the opening of Scream 4 is like you show one kill, then you cut to another, you cut to another. If we keep getting so meta that you just lose what the fuck we're doing, then I'm out.
Right? For me, it would be like 20 minutes in. And it'd have to be specifically like 20, 25 minutes in. Sid's getting chased by Ghostface, runs up the stairs, runs off set. Kevin Williamson's there on set saying, cut, Nev, no, what happened? And then it's like Nev goes back to the green room and then gets like attacked by a real ghost. So it's like
a Nightmare on Elm Street.
But yeah, but it's like you spent 20 minutes already arrested. And yeah, like that would.
But for the sake of the podcast, we couldn't walk out. We gotta watch it and then come right here and talk about it and get angry if we are angry.
You know,
what if like every kill was like Hills Have Eyes remake level violence and there's like graphic rape? I mean, wouldn't that just be weird? I'm not saying you'd walk out, but
it would be weird.
Like such a weird tone shift, right?
It would be.
It would be strange. Yeah. I don't think it's going to happen, but that would be fucking weird.
That would be.
Go all found footage for the most part. So there's been all this talk with AI, and we don't really see anything in there. The only thing that alludes to AI is potentially the voices.
Yeah.
After seeing the trailer, even though we don't see anything, do you think AI has a lot to do with this?
I mean, you can't really tell from the trailer, but I said at the very beginning, what else could it be? And it's like... It could be a dream sequence. It could be, you know, it could be them just really alive.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like they'd want to like do something with like modern tech or a modern fear.
Well, they always do what's popular. Well, not tech popular, but what's popular in movies and movie franchises and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So what I got from this is Burn It Down. Is this someone wanting to end the franchise? They want to kill the franchise for good.
Yeah, they should.
Yeah.
And like, how do you do that? How do you kill a franchise? You get rid of the main character?
Yeah. Oh wow. That's true.
Oh, that's why they're trying to get her out. And then the franchise is dead.
But then they'll say, but we had these replacement characters, and then they kill them too.
Yeah. That's why they coordinated attack.
What if they like just say Sarah and Sam or Tara and Sam are dead?
That would be so messed up.
Be messed up.
I wouldn't like that.
I would be pissed because they deserve better than that.
I think they want to leave those doors open for the future.
Yeah.
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 For the Avengers, the Scream Avengers.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. What else is there? There's a lot to talk about, right? A lot more?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, there better be. I didn't realize Joe McHale was in a cop uniform until I watched it with my brightness all the way up.
That's rad.
And then it's weird. And it.
So what's that make you think now?
Okay, does this look like he's really a cop? Does that look like he's really dressed like a cop? That looks like they had a wardrobe for some other actor.
It's either it's a Halloween costume or... He's a small town deputy.
I think Dewey's outfits made it look like that was really his outfit.
Yeah.
This is him just role playing.
I don't know. I think
this is him and Sid's role play night.
She's like, my kink is guy's name Mark dressed as a cop, so I'm gonna need you to put that suit on, sir.
I think his character is this is another small town. He's grew up there and he is the Dewey of that town. He's the small town sheriff.
She's got a Dewey thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what are the odds that Dewey's still alive?
None?
Yeah, none.
Yeah?
He's pretty gutted.
Do you think you could survive that full gut?
No. Well, it was gut and back and all the way up. Yeah. It was basically from crotch up to like,
up
to like sternum. Yeah. Sternum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, I'm sorry, Amber must have been really fucking strong.
Yeah.
For that girl.
She was.
To have done that.
Well, crazy and adrenaline.
Have you seen Anora? She's fit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roman was shot in the head.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you can survive that.
You can survive any of these. I don't know. Like, any of them could have survived.
Yeah.
Amber got set on fire, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then shot. That's uncomfortable for her.
Yeah.
That's at least uncomfortable.
And we know Reggie's dead. She stabbed him like 29 million times.
What if every killer is still alive? What if every single killer
would
is still alive?
That would be ridiculous. Then I might walk out.
Going after her.
Yeah.
To end.
Why not? Yeah. What if they finally do Supernatural?
I mean, it'd be something different.
It would be something different. I don't know if I'd like it if it was Supernatural.
I'd be curious to see what it looks like in that world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's always the issue with Scream, is Scream was always meant to be in our world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're always supposed to be like living in the characters of Scream are the people we know. Mm-hmm. They know all the horror movie tropes, and they know all the horror movie tropes of a Scream film via the Stab films.
Right.
I think the younger cast is a lot more of the film than we saw too, because I think, you know, we see more McKenna Grace, we see more of her daughter, more of their friend group. I think we see them going to high school. I think we see them doing all this
stuff. And I hope they get killed right away. And it's just about it's just about the legacy characters again, because they've done that three other times already.
Yes, they have.
Yeah.
But they're going to do that.
Yeah, probably.
Because they also, you know, have to build relationships, build a community, build out red herrings, of course.
Yeah. Well, and that's a prediction. It's just going to be a Scream movie. We're really going to like it because it was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But nothing's going to surprise us.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would be the least surprising thing? What would be the least surprising reveal? Like, oh, okay.
That Sid's the victim. No, I don't know. least surprising. That it's AI.
Yeah.
Least
surprising that
they're using AI to send Sid messages.
It's that it's AI and that all of our legacy characters live, which now include the twins. Yeah. I think that would be the least surprising thing.
Yeah.
Because if someone sent you a threatening message with someone you knew was dead.
With Stu on there.
Yeah. And it's only 8 seconds long, and at the end a dog jumps up on him or something like that.
Yeah.
Like just really every bad AI thing. Like, I don't know if you'd find that creepy.
Yeah.
I would just kind of find it annoying. So what's going to be in these messages that is really going to be like awful? Unless Sid's daughter gets kidnapped real early on and, you know, maybe Sid has to go through a bunch of hoops to kind of save her daughter, or maybe the whole family's kidnapped and it's just her and the daughter.
Yeah. Could be it. AI has only just been in everyone's discussion. It's never been mentioned, and we don't even see it anywhere in this trailer. So maybe AI has absolutely nothing to do with this film.
That'd be weird, right?
I think it would be weird just because that's kind of the tech of the time, and they generally do, you know, incorporate some, you know, they did the Facebook when it was for, right, and texting and all of that stuff. So I think...
Or it's just like what you said, play down to the level of it's just, or you said too, the voice changing. They're using AI to change voices.
Yeah. They're pulling a three. Like that's, you know, they're pulling a Roman where they're just everybody's voice.
And
Except for Stu's aged to be a 50-year-old man voice. But,
and in three, it was used well because the people actually thought they were talking to someone else.
Yeah.
So that could be played again, but then again, it's already been done in three.
Yeah. Right.
But it's kind of like if she gets a message from Dewey, like even if Dewey's there, like, Sid, why'd you get me killed? Like she'll be sat, she'll do her Sydney like emoting for a little bit,
and
then
neck.
Yeah, and then she'll be stronger for it.
She's got neck problems.
Yeah.
Poor Sid. She should have married a chiropractor.
She should have.
Yeah.
And her boyfriend in two is for sure dead, right? We're just a shot right here.
Yeah.
Mickey's dead.
Her boyfriend, Mickey was the
Jerry
killer.
Jerry O'Connell was her boyfriend.
Jerry O'Connell, yeah. He,
Derek.
Yeah. Derek, because
he got shot right here in the chest plate.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to go deep into those? Is it just going to be tied back to one? I mean, they said...
Maybe it's the two cops and they both survive.
From four?
One of them is like really like, you know, impaired because he had the rebar through his like skull.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Oh God.
A ghost face pushing another ghost face like in like
in a wheelchair.
Like a wheelchair like yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What are the odds that they're all teenagers?
All the killers?
Yeah. They're teens. Like in the first one, they're all teens.
Oh, they're all teenagers?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess they did it in
cuz they're
two
the ones
of the last three movies.
They would be more apt with AI.
That's true.
Using all that shit.
Are kids sending each other like AI messages to like, I haven't heard that. Like are other kids like, is a kid like, would I send you a message of Jesse saying something? Are kids doing that?
I don't know. Our child barely texts and
most younger people I know like just never respond to texts. Like,
you just got to call him.
Yeah. But they watch TikToks all the time.
Yeah. Weird.
Maybe someone's taken over TikTok and is like, has a whole like there's a whole thing of like someone's following what they think is real based on TikTok, but it's all fake.
Hmm. Oh, that yeah. could be. I mean, TikTok being on there wouldn't actually be a surprise.
It'd be the first time something was false on TikTok.
What?
Something was fake, yeah.
What if the Stab movies are canned? They're done in this world. Like those are dead in the water now.
Yeah, cuz where what was the status Stab 8 had been done in Scream 5 and that ended the franchise.
And they wanted to reboot it. That's why they did 5.
They wanted to reboot
That's
it.
Why they did 5.
And yeah. then Gale wrote a book mm-hmm. in Scream 6, but did that get turned into a movie yet?
I don't think we know.
We don't know, yeah.
Because she was like, I'm not writing a book. And then in 6, then Sam was like, you fucking wrote a book you said yeah. you weren't going to write. Yeah. Made me out to be a killer.
I'm still holding out hope. One of my favorite characters returns, Cotton Weary. I want Cotton Weary
to be good.
He doesn't have to be a killer, but Cotton Weary's back.
Cotton Weary is like a 50-year-old man, would just be cool.
Yeah.
Like he's still trying to make it.
Yeah. <He's> like, that'd be awesome. He's
really Cotton, Sydney, it's been 25. I mean, do you want to just like yeah. go on?
Because he had his own...
It's been 30 years now. Again, it's the 30th anniversary.
Yeah. 30.
And they always say this, but they said this film's a love letter to the entire franchise.
Yeah.
Okay.
So. What was his show he had? Something with
100% cotton.
100% cotton. Yeah. Maybe it's a
Welcome
podcast.
Welcome back to 100% yeah. cotton. Maybe he's trying to get Sydney on. Come on, Sid. Yeah. Just
Cotton
Weary's
got
to me.
A podcast.
Yeah.
100% cotton.
Yeah. They just like, in the first 5 minutes, they just established Stu's always been alive. Like
Cotton's like, got a podcast.
Cotton's been alive. Yeah, like they just do all this stuff. Yeah.
Dewey's in like high rehabilitation.
Yeah,
they like, have him alive. Like he's a vegetable.
Like he's basically in like Darth Vader's tank.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's like so literally cool. Darth Vader's tank. Like they just used it like on a set.
I think we talked about this before, but what are the chances that we get like a retconned or just a more fleshed out intro to Scream where maybe the characters are de-aged and we see them going after her mother.
Maureen, yeah.
Mm. And there's something revealed in that we don't know. There's a piece of information. Do you think that's possible?
Well, you could tell it. I mean, that could be the seed of an entire story that you could now tell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, maybe they didn't kill anyone, but maybe Billy and Stu like wronged someone so bad that we've just never heard of it.
Yeah.
So that could be something. And now this is like something tied to Billy and Stu. But
Casey Becker.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, who knows?
You just put her intros back in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, they could tell a new story and have it be like, hey, this is what Stu and Billy did that we've never talked about, but it was actually worse than killing Maureen.
Yeah.
Mm.
And now that person like blames Sydney because Maureen was the whole reason why they went on this rampage.
Yeah. Could be too.
And then that could tie into, we could see unseen stuff of, we don't know how Roman contacted them.
Yeah.
We don't know any of that stuff. Some people think Roman trained them. Some people think Roman just gave them blackmail material and like they never met. It's like we could see them actually talking in person.
Yeah.
And I hope they have the budget enough to actually do the deepfake good, because a lot of the deepfakes. Oh, and you know what we haven't talked about? We haven't talked about the yellow orange filter being back.
Mm.
And I mentioned this to Jesse.
I only noticed it when you told me.
Have you noticed the four filters back? Did you notice it?
I noticed it when he was like, you mentioned it.
Well, I just said everything looks like a yellow tone, but it wasn't like the overblown, flared.
It's not as bad, but it's still there, man.
Yeah.
Still there. And I never had a problem with it.
I will agree that it's there.
I would love, I mean, that would be fun to have some pre-stuff
with
Billy. I would really love some training. Like, how do you see in this mask? Go this way.
Yeah. Like, what was it? The Rise of Leslie Vernon. Have you seen that?
Yeah, yeah.
like stuff like that. Well, in my head, whenever like Roman said he was behind it all, when I saw that back then,
sure.
I thought that he was with them through like, all of one.
All of, yeah.
Like showed them what to do, did that, hiding around, kind of in the background, letting them do their thing. Maybe they go report to him.
Yeah. Well, and he says, Roman, and we've always brought this up, but Roman says, I never thought they'd go on and make a movie of their own.
Oh.
So, but what does that mean? You know, like what could that actually mean? Maybe he built a whole like Casey Becker house on set and they like went through practice runs.
Didn't I sent you a TikTok or I showed it to you? It was like, they're in Ghostface, and it was like, oh man, I'm hungry. And Billy's oh my God, dude. And he's like, no, but we've been waiting out here for our parents to leave forever. Like,
yeah.
We got Stu in the trunk. Like, but I'm hard. We got Steve in the trunk, but like, I really want some pizza. Like, they're waiting for the parents to leave so they can start. They're just hiding in the bushes. And Billy's like, oh my God, just fucking stop.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing they could tie into is there was weird daytime Ghostface stuff that was like cheap scares in Scream 1, but like Ghostface just randomly being in the convenience store when like Dewey and the sheriff are there.
I remember that, yeah.
So there's that. And then there's also like Ghostface just in the school in the bathroom with Sid.
That was
like
cool.
That's another like random thing where it's like, you know, maybe they could explain something that way.
Yeah.
And any kind of connection they could make directly to Scream 1 would be cool because it's the 30th anniversary.
Yeah.
So I'd like to see more like direct connections to that.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know what they'd be, but
it could be Billy's. Wait, so Billy's dad's still alive.
Billy's dad's still alive.
Did he have a brother or a sister that we didn't know about?
I don't know.
Billy's dad's still alive. As far as we know, Sid's dad's still alive.
Mm-hmm. Sam's mom is still alive.
Yeah.
Although she's never around for her children who are getting butchered almost butchered right and left.
Do you think all of these parents had a meeting at some point?
Oh, they have to have, right? And it'd be super awkward and everything because like they don't really know each other and they just have to be there. They don't want to be
there. I mean, their mom was in like London, she's stuck in London.
What if there's like legitimately a Ghostface survivor help group?
Oh, like, yeah.
From all of these people.
Yeah. They're victims, too, to be fair. Mickey was a victim.
Or like, what do you go to? Is it, like, you're if you have a family member who is addicted?
Al-Anon.
For Ghostface.
Yeah.
Ghost-Anon. I don't know.
Now, back to being not necessarily excited for it, but more intrigued than... Six.
I think that's a better word. Yes, I'm more intrigued about it than I am six. Because six, I predicted the killer and the motive, and this one I cannot. The actor, but I wouldn't know what the motive is. I don't know. I can't pull that out.
Because it's just a teaser.
Well, and also because there's been so much like, oh, this person's writing it, this person's doing it, oh, this cast, oh, this person,
this director,
like,
there's this been director,
so much. Fired. So I think the intrigue around it, like, what did they finally land on, and what are they actually?
I'm happy that Nev's back. I'm happy that Kevin Williamson, who's been with the franchise since the beginning, is directing it.
Yeah.
And from what we understand, has a huge hand in writing it. I just think that's really cool.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So no matter kind of like, I hope it does well, what the outcome is. That's really fun that, you know, we have some legacy people directly involved in it.
Yeah.
And I hope they did a really good job.
Oh, sure.
I hope we get an entertaining film that we come out of there with at least being like, you know what? That wasn't bad.
Yeah, like it added something new to the story. Yeah. Like it was fun. It just, like every film has added something fun and new to like the story. And that's kind of the main thing I can hope for.
Yeah. Like what's our worst films? I think ours was 4, yours was 3, 2.
2.
And like
2 and 3 are flopped depending
and
on
like
my
I can mood. Still watch 2 and 4 and have a good enough time.
I don't dislike any of them. They're all children. It's
so
just
this
some
one,
of them are worse.
This one really has to do a really bad job to get to be that worst one.
And sooner or later it has to happen. That's what happens. That was like Harry Potter 6 for me. I loved them all, and then Harry Potter 6 came out and I was like, "Oh, that kind of sucked."
Yeah, it was like 6 or 7 for me. I can't remember which one it was. It was I don't know.
Yeah. I just I don't want it to suck because you're right, there is odds
don't
where
yeah.
where yeah, there's gonna be one, but I don't I don't know. I think for a Scream, even if they're sucky, they're still good. But there's not one that's like, I fucking hate this one. Like, I watch them all the time. Yeah. Scream is a comfort show for I've watched Scream in October like more times than I should admit. And then I was like, well, I watched one, I should watch all the rest. And so I watched them all again.
Yeah.
So like,
will there come a time when we're just kind of done with the franchise? Like that would be set where it's just kind of like, like after Scream 7, I didn't really like care. And then I saw Scream 8 on video, like when it came to streaming and
never,
I don't know.
Never.
I heard there's a 9th one coming out, but it's like, they're just trying to bring Nev back again.
Well, I think the only way that would happen is if like, They don't go to the theaters. Suddenly, like, none of the main people are involved, and they're just straight to streaming, and they're, like, low quality. Then, yeah.
They're, like, the TV show, like, season three of the TV show.
I mean,
show.
We're kind of lucky we never got a direct-to-video scream.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got the TV show, but, like, there was so many of the direct-to-video, like, knockoffs. We're lucky that...
Well, I'm sure there were, like, talks, and people, like, make this a Netflix original. Like, you know, but... Well, it'll get us in the theaters.
It'll happen sooner or later. What's going to be weird is when there's a Scream remake.
Yeah.
And people are going to be like, I wonder if it has the same ending as the one from 50 years ago.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
And it's going
to
happen.
Like Psycho.
I know, but I feel like I don't want that to happen.
It'll just be a shot for shot. Gus Van Sant,
well,
Psycho.
That's a good question. How far were the Psycho movies apart? Because if this is the 30th anniversary of Scream, was Psycho 40 years apart, the remake?
Ooh, I'd have to...
How weird is that? Yeah, I'll have to look up the original.
I got the two VHSs back here.
You do? Because the remake was 98, I think. What was the original?
Here. See if you can see. 50. They're both... Does it even say on there?
60. So 60... And 98. So
38 years.
38 years.
It's coming up.
I don't want to. I don't know. No.
Could they? You know, back in the day, like when the Psycho remake came out, there was a lot of young people who had not seen the original.
That's true.
Right. As weird as that is, like, is there going to be the time when it's like, there's been enough people who haven't seen Scream.
No.
But also, I hope so, but also all the information
really
is so
terrifying
available.
Her.
Like, everybody knew, like, if you said Psycho to, like, a young kid, they were like, oh, I've never seen it, but that's the movie with the shower kill.
Right.
If you go up to someone 10 years from now and is like, have you seen Scream? They say, no, but isn't that the movie where the two friends killed all their friends?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. So then, like, can they remake it, like,
with,
completely?
Like, modern, you know.
It will happen. Space. It's going to happen.
I would
it's
say
happen in
if
our
you
lives.
Do it, it should just be not kind of like the TV show did, where it's a whole new, it's not, you're not getting Sydney again.
Yeah. Well, the only way you're that, not getting that happens those again. Is if your franchise is dead.
Yeah.
Like, that's, you know, that's kind of like you run Nightmare on Elm Street into the ground.
Yeah.
And then you wait and you do remake.
And then you did Friday the 13th
into the ground, you remake it. Well, Evil Dead didn't run itself into the ground. It just took so long, and then they decided to make a remake.
Yeah.
But they made it different.
Well, and it wasn't a remake. It was kind of like its own.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like it's hard to say. I wouldn't call it Evil Dead... not 2013, a remake. It was kind of like a, I don't know, because it didn't have any of the regular characters.
So in the book, there's three different books in that universe anyway, right. So it could have been.
But I think that didn't really come out till Rise, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you think we do the thing where we, do you think Scream does it here or would eventually just jump timelines like the Halloween franchise does?
That'd be weird.
Retcon stuff, change it up.
One at this point is just kind of funny on its own.
It's just all over the place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you realize, like, most people don't care. Most people are just like, oh, I'm just going to go see the new Halloween movie.
Yeah.
And there's people who probably saw H2O and just forgot about it. Mm. And then saw Halloween 2018 and didn't really matter that Josh Hartnett wasn't mentioned.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what do you guys think? What are your guys' predictions?
Yeah. Feet picks. Hashtag feet picks.
Are you excited for Scream 7? Are you more or less excited than 6 or 5? What did you think of the trailer? Let us know.
Yeah.
Like, please, buy merch.
Yeah, buy merch.
Like, share, subscribe, all that jazz.
Buy us cool shit on Amazon. You can go find Sean on all the socials. He's there. Yeah. He posts a lot of stuff on Instagram.
Hell yeah,
find us. We're posting stuff. We got some cool things cooking up.
Yep.
Hopefully.
And just reach out and talk to us. If you need help, need someone to talk to.
Reach out and touch. Yeah. All right, well.
Our Bloody Marys are dead, and so are we.
See you later.
Bye-bye.